Washington, D.C., the petition to save Saeed. Over 320,000 people have signed on. Let's get to 500,000.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, supporters of an American pastor jailed in Iran are hoping Kerry will take up the case now that he is the country's top diplomat. More than 80 members of Congress have sent Kerry a letter asking him to secure Pastor Saeed Abedini's release. Last month, Abedini was sentenced to 8 years in a notorious Iranian prison. In a just-released letter, he describes being physically and psychologically tortured because of his Christian faith.
It was very hard receiving this letter, realizing how dire and how urgent his situation is. The Iranian government would like to silence us and had initially tried by saying he would be released, trying to silence the media. It's really important that we continue voicing our concern over his health, and he speaks about death threats in the letter and how dire his situation is, and how it's very important that we continue to speak out and spread the word to get him out of there.
Are you encouraged that he still is able to view some positive result of what he's going through at this point?
Yes, when I first read the letter, I was in tears knowing what he's going through. And he's very strong in his faith, and he wouldn't back down on what he believes. He uses every opportunity to show his faith, how real it is, and they have promised him freedom if he just denies his faith, denies Christ.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. On Friday, we were about 40,000 away from 300,000 on the petition to save Saeed. And you responded, folks. It is now over 331,000 people who signed on to that petition. That is 71,000-plus people who signed since you heard us on Friday. So from Friday to right now, again, folks, over 70,000 people joining the effort to save Saeed. Now, this new letter that was released on Friday as well about his condition, about the psychological warfare, the physical battle, the ability not even to walk, to stand without shaking, all of this. And, of course, now the new attack on his faith. I was on Fox News yesterday with his wife, Nagmeh. We'll be playing some of that sound later in the broadcast. You just heard some of that as well. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We started watching on Twitter, on social media, the amount of new people who were signing on and joining the efforts to save Saeed. If you go to our website, savesaeed.org, you'll get to see some of those individuals who have made videos that you could share with your friends and family about Saeed's case and about how you can help. And let me tell you something, folks, these petitions, they matter. This is now the largest petition in our history at the American Center for Law and Justice. Over 330,000 people have signed on. We added 70,000 people since Friday. Folks, if you have not joined yet, we're going to be marching towards 500,000. We've got until March 5th here on this petition to get it that big. And I think with all of the new people, the thousands of new people who are signing on in these efforts to save Saeed from the beatings, from the torture, from the statements like this, convert back to Islam, we'll stop beating you, and you can go see your wife and your kids who you haven't seen in a year. You know what he said? I won't do that. I will never do that. I'm not leaving my faith. I'm not going to turn on my faith. But that's the new message from the Iranian jailers there in Evin prison in Tehran to Pastor Saeed. Will you take a stand with him and call now 877-989-2255 while his beatings continue? He called it psychological warfare in his letter. He said also that he loves you all and that he knows he has not been forgotten. Make sure that you've done what you can. Pray for Pastor Saeed, but call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org to sign that petition online, or savesaeed.org. But I think you should pick up the phone, 877-989-2255. And more coming for savesaeed.org. We'll talk about it when we get back.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I was on Fox News yesterday with Nag May talking about a reaction to this letter that she received from Pastor Saeed to all of us. It was not just to her. This is only the second letter, the first letter since he was convicted back January 27th. Here she is talking about what it was like, and this is Pastor Saeed's wife, to get this letter, Bite 9.
It was very hard receiving this letter, realizing how dire and how urgent his situation is. The Iranian government would like to silence us and had initially tried by saying he would be released, trying to silence the media. It's really important that we continue voicing our concern over his health. And he speaks about death threats in the letter and how dire his situation is and how it's very important that we continue to speak out and spread the word to get him out of there.
You know, folks, Nag May is the one who translates this for all of you. So here you have his wife, who we represent. She's got her 6-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son. She gets the letter from the family there. She's got to translate it so that you can all understand what Saeed is saying, so that we can all read what Saeed is saying. His own words, the words he chose to use to express his situation. And the words he chose, let me go to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ. And David, these words are the strongest we have heard from Saeed at a time when we know that the family in Iran that visits him is under severe watch. I mean, they're under house arrest. So there's only so much they can report, especially about the abuse, physical, mental, psychological, the spiritual now warfare as well. But when you go through this letter, it is like reading the New Testament and the persecution of Christians, and also his strength that he shows, the ability. He knows, David, that if he reacts in a way that isn't Christian, and they know how that's supposed to be, with a smile on your face, you take the persecution. And if he reacts, you know, violently, if he reacts physically or defiantly, that will hurt his Christian message and his Christian witness. I mean, it's unbelievable that he's thought through all of that, facing this kind of physical and mental abuse.
Well, it really is, and it's frankly really humbling. I mean, here's a guy who, let's not forget, this is an act of courage just to get the letter out. He's exposing the truth just by getting the letter out. He's embarrassing Iran just by getting this letter out. So that's an act of courage right there. And then the daily courage he has to show every single minute, every single hour where they are pressuring him to deny his faith. I mean, this is a person who is undergoing something that, you know, 99.999% of us will never endure anything like it in our entire lives. And the conviction and courage he is showing in the words of that letter should inspire all of us and, frankly, cause us to redouble our efforts to get him out, because what he's enduring, now that we know it and understand it more fully, it should really motivate us now.
You know, folks, that's why we want you to take this opportunity. If you've not joined yet, and I know many of you have, but if you've got friends and family who haven't joined, we wanted to get to 300,000 before March 5th. We hit 300,000 early Saturday morning. And today, now since Friday, we needed about 40,000 more to sign on to hit 300,000. And we thought we could do it by today. Well, we added an additional 30,000. So it's over 330,000 people now. We sat back and we said, you know, this is the biggest petition we've ever done, but why not get to 500,000 people? Why not get to 500,000 people? I mean, if there were 70,000 people out there who signed on within, you know, 72 hours, basically, to join and stand with Pastor Saeed because of this letter impacted them, that means we're reaching new people with the story each time an important piece of information comes out. So I'm calling on you now, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have not yet joined this petition, to pick up your phone and call this toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a thing to add your name to a petition, and it means a lot. It's very important. You call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You can sign the petition online. You view those new videos at savesaeed.org. We have people speaking out. And Than, when we look at Washington, I talked about this yesterday on Fox News, a lot of movement. I mean, we've got John Kerry, Secretary of State, on his first international trip, a big meeting coming up with Iran tomorrow. And when you look at what's on the table, we know that those are the opportunities behind the scenes that the Secretary of State, his office, the State Department, and those Iranian officials there for that nuclear discussion, these are the top-level officials from some of the biggest governments in the world meeting together this week on his first international trip.
Yeah, face-to-face visits like this, Jordan, this would be the perfect opportunity for him to present Pastor Saeed's case. You know, there are certainly official ways that he could engage this. We are asking him to do it. You know, Senator Rubio has been very helpful in that regard, as have, you know, the 84 members of the House and the Senate that signed this letter to Secretary Kerry to ask for engagement. But I think you're right. I think these face-to-face visits are where he should start this engagement. He should say, listen, just this week we got this letter from inside an Iranian prison. It's clear that this man is being abused. It's clear that his release needs to happen quickly. I need your personal commitment to engage it. That would be fair opportunity for him to put them on notice, and then he could engage officially, Jordan. And let me just say this. We are expecting action from John Kerry because he told us he would give it to us. And we're working with him. We're engaging him. But I will also say this. We need to see commitment from him soon. And if we don't, it's time for us to go to his boss, the President of the United States, and say, your Secretary of State gave us very good words. We're very confident he's going to work on this. We haven't seen action. We need you to tell him to do it.
Folks, you call now, 877-989-2255. You know, we thought we'd hit 300,000. We'd get to, you know, 303,000. And we'd kind of move on. You know, obviously, we have a lot of work going. We've got staff around the world working in Geneva at the United Nations, the Human Rights Council. Big dates coming up March 5th and March 11th. I talked about that yesterday. We'd do the interviews. We'd keep updating you at savesaeed.org. But then we saw, wow, 70,000 additional people joined on. This could get to 500,000. If all of you listening right now decide, you know what, I've heard about this, Jordan's been talking about it, Jay's been talking about it, Than and David, I'm going to pick up my phone, I'm going to make this phone call, I'm going to sign this petition. I don't want to get to a point where I didn't sign it, and then they did move on, and I didn't have an opportunity to join this one, the largest petition in the ACLJ's history. You think about that, folks, what we have done is keep broadening out the people who have joined in. But it all started with you who are listening to this broadcast right here. Will you pick up the phone and call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And David, online, we've also seen response that is overwhelming. And for people, to days where we're having to up the bandwidth at aclj.org, through Save Saeed as well, people that are joining in, and we know thousands of new people. For those who support the ACLJ, it's bringing thousands of new people into the American Center for Law and Justice as well, so that we can communicate with them now.
Jordan, overwhelming is exactly the right word. I mean, You mentioned it on Friday, the servers at ACLJ peaked. In other words, they could not hold one more person on our website. We had increased bandwidth dramatically, and yet it just kept up all day. There, Pastor Saeed's letter touched the hearts of Americans unlike anything that I've seen in my time at ACLJ. And I mean, you said it also earlier, it's truly New Testament Christianity in every sense of the term. And it has led to a response that's one of the most encouraging things that I have seen from the Christian musicians to political figures to international institutions. And we just can't stop. We have to be more relentless in our advocacy for Saeed than the Iranian regime is in its persecution.
We're going to take your phone calls as we come back from the break. But, you know, Shannon Bream, she asked Nagme this yesterday. She said, basically, there is some positive in his letter. And it's true, folks. If you haven't read it, go to aclj.org and read this letter. And the positive, of course, again, it goes back to those New Testament stories, the opportunities to share his faith while being persecuted. Listen to, again, the question and the answer here, Nagme Abedini, on what, you know, this positive that Saeed mentions himself about this opportunity he's got by 10.
Are you encouraged that he still is able to view some positive result of what he's going through at this point?
Yes, when I first read the letter, I was in tears knowing what he's going through and how weak he is. But when I read that part, I smiled and knowing his character. He's very strong in his faith, and he wouldn't back down on what he believes. He uses every opportunity to show his faith, how real it is. And they have promised him freedom if he just denies his faith, denies Christ.
You know, promise freedom if he denies faith, if he denies Christ. They want to make him feel as though his faith is empty, that it is meaningless. That was Saeed's own words, folks. This is a situation, you know, you read the story of Paul, you read the story of the persecuted church in the New Testament, okay? And we know that persecution continues around the world, and that there's so many, the majority of Christians outside the Western world, this is how they live, with the threat of persecution, with family being persecuted. Always in the background of your faith is the possibility that you will die for it, that you will be tortured for it, that you'll be arrested for it, persecuted, harassed because of your faith. And it can be tough for us to imagine. And then here we have a case right here, an American citizen whose wife and kids are here, and their husband is going through, their father is going through this. Folks, will you pick up the phone, stand with Pastor Saeed, help us get to 500,000, 70,000 additional people joined in 72 hours. We know that there are people out there who haven't called yet. You've got friends and family who haven't called yet. You can send them to aclj.org. It takes a couple minutes to sign online, or pick up the phone and call our toll-free number right now. It's absolutely free, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
New people joined the petition to save Saeed because of this letter, folks. And we're going to play it for you now, the audio of it. We've had it video. It's up at savesaeed.org. So if you don't want to read it or you want to share it with friends and family who may find it more effective to listen, or you're in your car right now, we've broken it up. It takes about 3 minutes. We've broken it up into three segments. So we're going to play the letter now. This is the letter from Pastor Saeed. We got this early last week. Made sure all the translation was accurate, put it all together for you, released it on Friday with Nagme's reaction as well. But this letter came early last week, so this is very current from Pastor Saeed, writing from his Iranian prison cell. Take a listen.
February 18th, 2013, writing from my heart. My dear friends, the conditions here get so very difficult that my eyes get blurry, my body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky. Various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, almost a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within the prison walls, and the death threats. It is interesting that because I am a Christian pastor, I am carefully watched. I am expected to smile at them despite what is being done and to understand why they are doing all of these things. But, of course, I can clearly see what is going on, and because I want to serve God, I see all of these difficulties as golden opportunities and great doors to serve. There are empty containers who are thirsty for a taste of the living water, and we can quench their thirst by giving them Jesus Christ.
You know, folks, that is part one of the letter. I want to take a phone call now. People have been hanging on. But again, quenching the thirst with his faith, you know, the example, it's a reason to call. And that's part one of three of this letter. The risk that he took in getting this letter to you, closing it with, you know, I love you all, but also say he signed it Pastor Saeed in chains because of the endurance of the gospel. In chains because of endurance of the gospel. This is not, a Roman Empire we're talking about here. We're talking about 2013. Last week, this letter gets to us, folks. Call, pick up the phone, join our petition. We are marching towards 500,000. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Part two of the letter coming up in just a moment, but I want to take some phone calls as well. Roy calling in from North Carolina, line three. Roy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Okay, I appreciate that call. I'm like, you know, a non-educated person, but I just understand how this stuff don't hit the everyday media.
When you say everyday, you mean some of the maybe non-cable news? Because I got to say, Fox News has done an incredible job. I mean, on television, on radio, through the White House correspondent asking questions to Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, to, of course, FoxNews.com. It's all been there. I mean, I was on yesterday with Nagme. So they have covered every step of the way since we released December 19th. It's been at least every week. There has been a story, interviews, and sometimes four or five times in the week. They have really done a great job. So has CBN News. Of course, all of the Christian radio stations you're listening to right now, Roy, your station, North Carolina, we're able to bring this message to you. So I do understand, though, you say, well, why is it on the local news? Why is it here? It has been on some. And so there's always room for more information. That's why, Roy, I think 70,000 new people signed on to this petition. Than we realized then that we had not really just even scratched the surface of how many people were out there who, if they heard the story and were able to connect to it, you know, directly and say, okay, there is something I can do, and this does make a difference. And so whether it's Mark Driscoll or a musician who's tweeting it out on their own, you know, sending out SaveSaeed.org, that you're going to reach hundreds of thousands of new people every time someone like that does that. So if you're listening right now, if you're a pastor, if you've got a number, an influence, a group to influence, this is why you can have such an impact for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jordan. That is exactly what I was going to say. I mean, Roy needs to be told that Fox News is doing a great job on this, but he also needs to understand sort of how we create that momentum, how we create that media attention. And it's exactly how you described it. It's by us demonstrating that the American people, the ACLJ listeners, care about an issue. When you have 330,000 people sign a petition, people take notice. So if we can build this to 400,000 or 500,000, more and more outlets are going to take notice. And I would just say this. You talk about this letter from last week, Jordan, reading like Ephesians, like you have said. This is a letter that should be read in pulpits across America. And if the American church were to stand up and take notice like we're seeing them begin to, it wouldn't be just be on Fox News or Jay Sekulow Live. It would be on BBC. It would be on media across the world. So I agree with the caller. He's certainly right. This should be in more mainstream media, but we are the ones that have to put it there.
Folks, I think that's absolutely right. Pick up the phone, call 877-989-2255. People are hanging on the line. We've got a whole 30 minutes coming up. Remember, additionally, of the broadcast, this is part two of the letter. We played part one. Here's part two, Saeed's letter to all of you, sent February 18th. Take a listen.
Maybe you are also in such a situation, so pray and seek God that he would use you and direct you in the pressures and difficulties of your lives. There are those who are enemies of the living Bible and do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures that are sometimes unbearable, so that they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all of these pressures, after all of the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they will never get this from me. This is why the Bible is truth and they are in the way of destruction. There is another group who does not know the gospel of truth. Instead of truly listening and meditating on God's word, they are just waiting to see how I react to all of their pressures and persecution. What will come out of me during these intense times? But again, this is another golden opportunity for me to shine the light of Christ in this dark world and to let God use me. Yesterday when I was singing worship songs, the head of my cell room attacked me in order to stop me from praising. But in response, I hugged him and showed him love. He was shocked.
You know, folks, that says it. All right there. There's another part, though. Let me take a call real quickly. Call now if you want to join the petition, 877-989-2255. Lloyd in New York, line four. Lloyd, very quickly so we can play part three.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just want to know if anyone outside the United States signed a petition, if that will...
Absolutely. You don't need to be a U.S. citizen. You don't need to be in the United States, especially this newest petition goes, it's international. It goes to the United Nations, the Council of Europe. Of course, Americans are signing on. We're not part of the Council of Europe. So again, folks, everyone can join. And Lloyd, great question. I know people think about that. We've got listeners from around the world. People in Canada say, you know, is this okay? I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want to do the wrong thing or cause confusion. This is the petition to sign. You can do it by calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, as we march towards 500,000, half a million people demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. And, of course, folks, it keeps the attention of the government, keeps their ears perked up, 877-989-2255. And anywhere around the world, you can join this petition. It doesn't matter what your citizenship is or where you are, aclj.org. It's right on the front of the homepage. Let's play part three of that letter.
It is during these harsh conditions that I deeply need God's saving grace so that I can be the fragrant scent of Christ in the dark house of Evan Prison. I have often seen the shining morning star in the darkness of this prison, and I have seen his amazing and supernatural works. Oh, how beautiful is seeing the light of the shining morning star of Christ in such evil darkness. So, see your golden opportunities and pressures and difficulties. See the shining morning star in the dark times of your life. I love him. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous to me. I now know that I have not been forgotten and that we are together in this path. God gives
me grace. Has not been forgotten. He closes that letter. You know, I'm in prison, in chains for the endurance of the gospel. Call now and join our petition as we march towards 500,000, 877-989-2255. You're on the line. We'll get your calls in the next 30 minutes. Call 877-989-2255 and join with us.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to JSecu Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to some phone calls, people that have been holding on the line, talking about Pastor Saeed. Added over 70,000 people. We're at over 330,000 people who have signed this petition. If you remember the show on Friday, we were hoping to get to 300,000. We thought we could get there by today, and went way over that. So we realized there's a lot of new people who want to get involved in this effort, that we shouldn't stop giving them that opportunity. We want to make sure they have that opportunity. Make sure all of you, our listeners, our loyal listeners and supporters of the ACLJ, have an opportunity to sign on as well. You do that by calling 877-989-2255 or going to aclj.org. Roger's calling in from New York. He's been holding on the line, line two. Roger, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Secular. I noticed that a large number of the people who are the public voices are actually musicians. And I know that historically there have been a lot of international record hits where people sang songs phonetically in a language foreign to them. I think it would be fantastic if all these people got together and put together an album or two in Farsi and then released it onto the internet so that it could penetrate right into Iran and it could actually have an impact and an influence, not just in releasing the pastor, but also in the culture at large.
You know, I think that's actually what Pastor Saeed did. You know, he was a worship leader. So they were taking the songs that those who spoke English and knew some English, Roger, knew, and they were at the, you know, the house churches, the underground churches, and they were playing those songs for the people there, you know, translating it out. And I think that is a key. It is not easy, Roger, to get information inside Iran, you know, to put together that kind of, you know, people can access it through online, and I understand what you're getting at, but I do want you to know that's what Pastor Saeed had done before. He was a worship leader when he met his wife, and when his wife was in Iran after she had basically grown up in the United States of America, that's what he was doing. That's why all these musicians speaking out, Roger, is so important to Pastor Saeed. As he notes in this letter, he knows he has not been forgotten. That is key, because there was a time period when his jailers, and listen, they're doing it right now, were really impressing that on him. They were saying, you have been forgotten. No one cares about you. And David, this is such a key to the... Because of your military background as well, knowing the training you have to go through when you're in these war situations, if you are taken captive or taken prisoner, to be the mental abuse affects your physical response. It can affect how long you survive. One person could take a lot more physical abuse because of where their spirit is.
Oh, that's exactly right. And, you know, he's being sustained by the Holy Spirit right now because he's going through the kind of abuse that has broken other men again and again and again throughout history. And for him to write a letter with that kind of strength of conviction behind it and to go to have the courage to write that letter tells you that he is being sustained, that God is sustaining him in prison. I mean, we cannot imagine what he's been going through. And what particularly struck at my heart last week was the thought that he didn't realize all that was going on to try to help him. And fortunately, we were able to get that word to him that there is a campaign to save Saeed and to encourage him in prison. And that is enormously meaningful to people who are isolated and abused.
You know, folks, I want you to take this opportunity to join with us. If you have not added your name to this petition, we're moving towards over 300,000 people now. I mean, it's close to 350. And it could be there by the end of the day, or certainly by the time we're talking to you tomorrow. We're adding so many new people to this effort. I want to make sure all of our supporters, those of you who listen to this broadcast, have that opportunity to join with us and add your name to this petition. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And Than, quickly, before we go into this next break, people like Lindsey Graham put a lot of pressure on the White House. People like Marco Rubio putting a lot of pressure and working with the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah, we're going to continue to focus on that angle, Jordan. We can do that at the ACLJ. Focus on the D.C. area. We will continue to do that. But our listeners need to engage where they are. That's how they can do it.
And see, this helps all of those efforts, folks. It helps Marco Rubio. It helps Senator Graham. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. When we're back, more of your phone calls. You can also sign up at aclj.org.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Folks, you realize you know the Newsboys, Michael Tate, all these bands, and that was the Newsboys right there, who are tweeting out, using their reach, using their voice to bring in new people that the ACLJ may not be reaching through our Twitter accounts and may not be reaching our Facebook pages. But we've all come together. And, you know, that's an important part to underscore here. It's not as if this is all entirely separate. Everybody realizes, politics aside, other issues aside, this is what being a Christian is all about, and this is what uniting is all about. My dad made the statement that he believes, you know, these international offices we have around the world have been able to operate for over a decade, and some of them close to two decades, to be ready for something like this. You know, that we're in place, working on issues in Europe, working on places in Eastern Europe, working on places all over the world, so that we would be ready for this, so that we could utilize all these resources, these trainings, to help people. You look at the situation and say, they're helpless. You know, it's in Iran. It's an American gets picked up there. Maybe they let him out. Maybe they don't. And then you realize, if we can help an Iranian we don't know, Youssef Nadarkhani, someone who is not an American citizen, like Pastor Saeed, someone whose wife is not here, whose kids aren't here telling you the story, if we're going to go all out for him, then we better go all out for Pastor Saeed as well. And if we're going to be asked, which we were, to do the job that we've done before in the past and to take those resources, if that means doing the interviews today, if that means doing the interviews yesterday, be it on and asking you again. And I hope, you know, some of you have heard us ask you to sign on a number of times. I hope you understand why you're hearing that. It's because there's a lot of new people. I mean, we've added almost 1,000 people today just through radio, just through the phone calls, about 1,000 people. That means 1,000 people that had not signed on yet who listened to this broadcast today. Folks, that's why we're still doing this, as we get towards 350,000, well past our goal. But I think we get to 500,000. We've got until March 5th, folks, to send a clear message to the world about how important Pastor Saeed is to Christians around the world. You don't have to be an American citizen to sign on with this effort. Call now, 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Ricardo calling in, Wisconsin, line one. Ricardo, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, hi. Just wanted to say thank you for what you guys are doing. I listen to you all the time, and you're an inspiration as well. Saeed is definitely an inspiration. There's one thing I'd like to say. We should also send the message to the Iranians that we are praying for them as well to change their hearts. We don't want to alienate them in light of what certain sectors are doing, because God loves all. And it's a willing thing to want to go and want God in our lives. And whereas we're trying to, we can only pray that they change their heart.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, Ricardo, this is the perfect example. Saeed is being treated as an Iranian. His family, who's under house arrest, are Iranians. We've said that a number of times when we talk about the foreign policy issues and the national security issues. We saw the people of Iran rise up, be shot at and killed in the streets. It's a regime, an authoritarian, dictatorial regime. It's why, you know, get to Chuck Hagel, why there's so many people that question his statements about Iran, because it's not an elected, legitimate government. It's an Ayatollah. There's been two. One died. They got a new Ayatollah. That's it. The president, all those other positions, pretty meaningless when you get right down to it. It comes down to the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard leader. And that's about it in the country. And that's a few hundred thousand people who benefit from this regime in a country of over 70 million. So I think, Ricardo, you're absolutely right to remind people this is not every Iranian. In fact, there are plenty of Iranians sitting in the jails, plenty of families who don't have a father, whose family member disappeared, who don't know where they are because of their faith. You know, and then you look at the people politically who rose up as well. And they try to put everybody's a threat to this regime because it's a few hundred thousand people benefiting financially, using religion to justify their moves. And, Ricardo, I think you're absolutely right to remind people to you pray for all the people in Iran. Let's go back to the phones. Donald in New York, line 5. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, Jay? How are you? Thanks for everything. And can't we just go, this president doesn't like England, and can't we just go straight to the royal family? Maybe they'll help.
Well, we've gone to Europe. I mean, I think Donald, that's important. This petition actually is focused internationally. And Than, I'll go to you and then David. But this is about going to the UN, and you've done a lot of our work there in New York. And then it's about sending the teams to Geneva, which we've already done and continue to do throughout the next few weeks because of our NGO status. So in a sense, we have taken it. We worked with our own government. We continue to hope and work with our own government, but we've taken it internationally ourselves because we're able to do that.
Yeah, Jordan, this is all of the above. This is all hands on deck, and you engage every avenue you have available to us. I don't think you skip anybody. We continue to engage the United States because, after all, he's a U.S. citizen. But, yes, you
and
take
it's the
it,
most powerful country in the world.
Exactly right. You take it to the United Nations on behalf of the United States, by the way. You take it to the Human Rights Council. Of course you take it to, you know, to England. But here's what I would say. I think there's somewhere for everyone to engage here. We're engaging on maybe a visible level, a global stage, so to speak. But you talk about these musicians. They have engaged in their area of expertise. My kids at night, they pray for Pastor Saeed's kids. That's somewhere that they can get involved. Everyone who's listening can sign the petition. So what I would say to the last caller, it's all hands on deck. It's all of the above. You don't skip anyone, and everybody engages where they're at.
Folks, it's absolutely right. I'll go to David in a moment. I want to take another caller. Imat calling in from California, line 6. Imat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon. I'm calling from California. I am a dentist here in California. I'm Egyptian, Christian from Egypt. And I signed already 3 petitions for Pastor Saeed online. And
excellent.
I'm praying for him, but I would like to share with you a little story quickly. Can I?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes. I was working before I became a dentist. I was working in a car dealership in California, and I was beaten up by 2 Muslim managers at my dealer, at my workplace for 10 months continuously. And that when I reported what happening to me to the owner, and she is white American, she kept retaliating against me instead of protecting me. Finally, to cover for their crime, they beat me up in the lunchroom while I'm taking my lunch, and they fired me. When I went to the police, local police department, they were very illegal and very fishy with me. They were very corrupted. I went to the FBI. The FBI was very corrupted too. I lost all the criminal charges. I lost the civil case. They made all the witnesses, eyewitnesses, to testify against me. They threatened them. I'm facing a lot of psychological problems. I cannot work as a dentist. I want to tell everybody my story and to tell everybody that the danger of Muslims and Islam is very close to you here in America.
Well, did you, and Imad, let me ask you a question here, and this is not a story we haven't heard of. By the way, these kind of violent incidents have been reported all over the country. We know of family members who have killed their daughters, you know, killed their own family, and then, you know, gotten sentenced to life in jail as if, you know, and knew that might happen. And some violent incidents in other areas where it's like freedom of speech is not really allowed anymore if you're in a Muslim neighborhood. because it may cause a riot. It may cause a scenario. And I think that that's something that has to be debated. And there are lines of certainty. But, Matt, tell people about your own personal faith. Were you a Coptic Christian? Did you leave Islam? What triggered these individuals?
No, I was born in a Christian family. I have been Christian all my life.
So you weren't a convert, and yet they still, I mean, not that that's a justification, but still, just because you were a Christian and you had your Egyptian background here in the United, but you're here in the United States, you feel like that's why you were targeted.
Yes, they are very dangerous, and they tortured me even after I was fired. They tortured me. They kept calling me and sending people to my house, threatening me if I report them to the police or I do anything, they will do such and such and such things to me. And I have been through a lot of mental abuse, verbal, and a lot of physical abuse. You cannot imagine how bad what they did to me and how horrible. They kept beating me up at work, sometimes in front of other coworkers.
Let me say this, Sabai. If you want to talk to somebody, hang on the line. We've got people to call in if you want help, if you feel like your rights haven't been totally foreseen, or maybe you haven't feel like you're not getting the protection you should or the rights you have, and we'll talk to you about the story. I know you're getting into a lot of detail now, and I want to make sure you have that opportunity. If you want to, you can hang on the line, and we'll do that for you. Folks, let me go to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. And, David, you hear the stories. I think, like so many of the other issues we talk about, other people are listening, and it triggers their own personal experience or one they know about. And here it is, and here's, we have an American citizen, Saeed, who's sitting in Iranian prison cell, tells us, starts off the letter, David, with, it's tough for me to stand up. It's tough for me to walk without shaking. The psychological warfare, the physical abuse, the torture, the threats of death. This is the beginning of the letter. I mean, that's not even the full letter. That's the first paragraph.
Well, that's right. And, one of the things we were talking about in the break is how what's happening to Pastor Saeed is shining a light on Muslim persecution of Christians that's going on around the world. And Daniel Pipes had an article today in National Review highlighting incidents like we just heard on the phone just now that are happening in the United States, and asks, is this criminality or is this jihad? It's a rising trend, and it's very disturbing.
All right, folks, you've got an opportunity now to sign and join our petition. About 1,000 new people already have today just by the phones. Call now, toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, coming up next, if you missed my interview on Fox News yesterday with Naghmeh, you can listen to it. We're going to play it in the next segment of the broadcast. Her reaction, what it's like to be the wife, an American wife, of a pastor facing this kind of abuse and torture, reading about it, having a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son at home who are starting to ask more questions about where they're going to see their dad again. Call now, 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and 2 young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jay did yesterday with Shannon Bream on Fox News. He had Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, who you've heard from before, was on the interview with him, and they spent a lot of time discussing the letter that we just received from Saeed. And I got to tell you, folks, hearing this from Nagmeh really takes it to another level. It makes it personal. She talks about her two children, the impact that it has on them, being able to finally, for the first time in months, just hear from her husband and their father. Obviously, it's not the same as talking to him on the phone, hearing his voice, or seeing him in person. But to get this letter from Evin Prison from Pastor Saeed really did have a positive impact on them. Fortunately, with great thanks to Fox News, Jordan was able to take that story to the nation and to the world, really, yesterday, along with Nagmeh. So I wanted to play for you that interview. It's touching. It's personal. It brings this story home. And folks, I really think that this hearing this story from Nagmeh reminds us how much we need to be involved. So I'm going to play that for you in just a minute here. But I want to remind you, if you have not yet signed this petition, we're over 300,000 now, but we've got a little bit of time before we go to the Human Rights Council there in Geneva. If you have not signed the petition, you need to do it now. You can do it two ways. You can go to 877-989-2255. You can also go to savesaeed.org. Saeed is S-A-E-E-D, so savesaeed.org. Let's go ahead and play this interview now. Again, this is Jordan on with Nagmeh and Shannon Bream on Fox News.
Well, John Kerry is hitting the road for the first time as Secretary of State. He left Washington this morning on a nine-nation, 10-day trip. In what's being described as a listening tour, Kerry will meet with traditional European allies such as Britain, France, and Germany. He will also make stops in the Middle East. On the agenda, Syria's civil war, Iran's nuclear program, and conflicts in Mali and Afghanistan. Well, supporters of an American pastor jailed in Iran are hoping Kerry will take up the case now that he is the country's top diplomat. More than 80 members of Congress have sent Kerry a letter asking him to secure Pastor Saeed Abedini's release. Last month, Abedini was sentenced to 8 years in a notorious Iranian prison. In a just-released letter, he describes being physically and psychologically tortured because of his Christian faith. Jordan Sekulow is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, which has been fighting for the pastor's release. And joining us by phone, the pastor's wife, Nagmeh Abedini. Thank you both very much for your time today.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
Nagmeh, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about this letter, how you were doing, and your family, your children as well.
It was very hard receiving this letter, realizing how dire and how urgent his situation is. The Iranian government would like to silence us and had initially tried by saying he would be released, trying to silence the media. It's really important that we continue voicing our concern over his health. And he speaks about death threats in the letter and how dire his situation is and how it's very important that we continue to speak out and spread the word to get him out of there. 8 years. Is really a death sentence. We don't know how long he's going to survive in that prison.
I want to read a little bit of the letter that you all have shared with us. In one section, Pastor Abedini says, various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within the prison walls, and the death threats. Jordan, this is a tough, dire situation. What more could U.S. authorities be doing? And do you have confidence that new Secretary of State Kerry will take up this fight?
There's certainly been a change, Shannon. That's good news. Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, led a charge the day Senator Kerry was confirmed, asking him directly to respond in writing about Pastor Saeed. And he did. Now we're waiting to see if he'll do more. And Senator Rubio's office, I know, is working with the Secretary of State's office. We also have finally real bipartisan support. Out of those 84 members of Congress who signed that letter, 19 are Democrats, including out of the 12 U.S. senators, 6 are Democrats. So it ranges the spectrum from the far left to the far right and everyone in between. And that's what we needed. We're also at the U.N. now, at the U.N. Human Rights Council. We're an NGO, so we have standing there, if you will, to present his case before the 47 member states. That started this week. There's two opportunities, March 5th and March 11th, to take this internationally as well. But what was also interesting and so troubling in the letter was, for the first time, Pastor Saeed talking about the asking him to deny his faith. Mm-hmm. You know, that basically you'll get out if you just become a Muslim again. And different than in the past with any of these cases, Iran is making no mistakes about what this is about. It's about his Christianity. It's about that it dates back to 2001, and that's it. And it's they've said, you know, we'll stop beating you, we'll stop torturing you, you'll be able to walk again, you won't be that weak and shaky anymore if you'll deny your faith. He says, of course, he won't do that.
And just so people understand, he has U.S. citizenship.
He's
this
a
is
US
an American
citizen.
Pastor we're talking about.
That's right.
Nagme, I want to read another part of the letter, because as I was reading it, you're just, I'm sure for you, especially as his wife, this must be so difficult because it takes your breath away what he's living with. And as I was so concerned about him reading the letter, he also writes, "What will come out of me during these intense times? But again, this is another golden opportunity for me to shine the light of Christ in this dark world and to let God use me." Are you encouraged that he still is able to view some positive result of what he's going through at this point?
Yes, when I first read the letter, I was in tears knowing what he's going through and how weak he is. But when I read that part, I smiled, and knowing his character, he's very strong in his faith, and he wouldn't back down on what he believes and what he believes to be right. And he uses every opportunity to show his faith, how real it is. He talks about in the letter that they try to say, show how empty his faith is, and it's not real, is not the right way. But he has amazing strength and grace to be able to show love. And even I believe there's a part in the letter that he speaks about hugging a guard who attacks him because he's worshiping, he's praying. And so it's just made me smile, because I'm proud of his strength and proud of who he is and what he stands up for. And Iran is the one who's taking the illegal action. They're arresting him because of his Christian faith, which is, according to their own laws, illegal. And they have promised him freedom if he just denies his faith, denies Christ.
Doesn't sound like that's going to happen very quickly, Jordan. What can the average person do if they want to help?
Speak out. We have a new website, actually, savesaeed.org. Over 300,000 people. We hit it yesterday. So it's about 320,000 people signed on to that. From across the political spectrum, it's not a partisan issue. You don't have to be a Christian. It's just about basic freedoms for an American who was there, wants to return to his family. He mentioned the letter. It's been almost a year since he's gotten to see Nagme and his 6-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son.
And repeat the website once more, and we'll make sure we tweet it and Facebook
it. Sure. Save Saeed. It's SAEED.org.
All right. Thank you both, and thank you, Nagme, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Folks, again, that was Jordan on with Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme, on with Shannon Bream on Fox News yesterday. You heard it there, folks. This is why we have engaged this story. It's for Nagme. It's for Pastor Saeed's two young children. You know, there are a lot of Christians around the world who are persecuted, and in many ways, Pastor Saeed and then Pastor Yusuf before him, who we worked for, have become the face for those that persecuted church around the world, the face for all those behind them that are nameless. But folks, we know Pastor Saeed's name. We know his family. We know the real pain that they are in, and it's our time to stand in the gap for them. It's our time to speak up for Pastor Saeed, who can't speak for himself. We need you to stand with us now. We're driving towards our intervention at the Human Rights Council on March 5th, and then the follow-up report on March 11th. We need you to stand with us now. Add your name to this petition. You can do it at savesaeed.org. You can also call now 877-989-2255. But folks, every day that Pastor Saeed languishes in Evin prison is a day where his life is in danger. Certainly his health is in danger. We've got to stand up now. We've got to make this personal. We've all got to speak out. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But call now, 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.